Hobart's popular Museum of Old and New Art, Mona, could be forced to shut down its women's-only ladies' lounge if an anti-discrimination case launched by a male visitor, I think from Sydney, is successful. In part, I might be giving their argument a bit of GST, but part of the argument that I can see being mounted by defence is, well, cutting men out from a women's-only art exhibition is art itself,
but is it
in part.
Is it an art exhibition or is it actually a permanent installation that is a women's lounge?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, here we go.
Justin Lawrence, partner with Henderson and Bull Lawyers. Justin, have you been to Mona?
I haven't been to Mona Ross, no, but I've plenty of family and friends have, and they think it's great down there.
Oh, it's absolutely grouse. Mm. Okay, is it defensible?
It is, Ross, because, and good morning to you and Russ, it is defensible on the basis that the legislation in Tasmania allows for an exemption under discrimination where that discriminating act is used to highlight other forms of discrimination. So essentially the defence is saying, look, we admit its basis is in discrimination, but what we're doing is highlighting the discrimination that's been inflicted on women over the years, and that's the purpose of the installation.
Okay, so
that is art.
So, in essence, it is a little bit of an argument that it is art, but in really, it's specifically provided for in the legislation.
It is. The question becomes whether it is designed specifically for that purpose or really it's got some sort of, I don't know what term you'd use, maybe a mean undercurrent to it. These are the things the tribunal has to consider. It's not a case of it's discrimination, therefore we're going to close it down. The question then becomes, we've got an exemption under the legislation. We admit it's discriminatory by its basis. However, it's making a statement. Now, if you're making a statement, is that art or is that a political manoeuvre?
Well, it's social commentary, isn't it? And if we go back to looking at the definition of art a little earlier in the show, it didn't have social commentary in there, did it?
Well, here's the thing, Russ. I heard you and Ross talking about it a bit earlier and saying it was one of the most difficult definitions, I think, to go into the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah,
and
the single most difficult word to define.
And this is the problem, isn't it? I mean, how do you then... I mean, someone's art... We were recently in New York, and we walked into a room, and in a room by itself was a TV from the 1960s, an old black-and-white TV turned on its side with a little white line running through the middle of it. And that was it.
Yeah,
that was the art installation. Now, someone would stand there for 3 hours and read everything they like into it. We walked in for 3 minutes and walked out and said, well, what was that?
Yeah.
It becomes very, very difficult to define what art actually is.
Well, Marcel Duchamp, I think his famous one is a toilet, is it not? Mm-hmm. And there, of course, now the modern one is the banana taped to the wall with a bit of duct tape, Justin. Lucky he didn't get that one.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't have been in there for 3 minutes even with that one, Ross. But
I'm disappointed, Justin, that you have not been to Mona. I know that your definition of high art is Nick Dacos. But if you can drag yourself away from the pies for a day, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, Ross, that when you were talking to Russ earlier about what is your favourite form of art, I was going to say Bobby Hill on grand final day climbing on top of Brandon Starcevic. Now, that is art.
Good on you, Justin. Justin Lawrence. Well, that's interesting. They have a specific exemption, which would make me think that they're going to win that case.